It's Tuesday, September 3rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Mexican kidnappings and murder of pastors are on the rise. Armed men from a cartel entered a shelter in Nuevo Laredo, looking to kidnap Cuban immigrants. When Pastor Aaron Mendez Ruiz tried to intervene, they grabbed him, reports EFE.com. Another pastor, Alfredo Canseco, was shot down directly after Sunday services at the Evangelical Christian Brotherhood Church in Oaxaca, Mexico, on August 18th. First, the city of Philadelphia shut down the Catholic Social Services foster program for their refusal to give children over to homosexuals. Now, the organization is taking their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Third Federal Circuit Court ruled against the Catholic organization in March of this year. The Beckett Fund has filed their appeal, requesting that the court rule on, quote, whether a government violates the First Amendment by conditioning a religious agency's ability to participate in the foster care system on taking actions and making statements that directly contradict the agency's religious beliefs, end quote. Our sovereign, all-powerful God is sending the most powerful storm to date against the east coast of the United States. Hurricane Dorian is packing wind gusts up to 220 miles per hour, and she has already done damage to the Bahamas. Dr. Hubert Minnie, the Bahamas Prime Minister, called this the, quote, worst day of my life, end quote. In his evacuation order issued Saturday, Minnie said, quote, this is a deadly storm and a monster storm. I can only say to them that I hope this is not the last time they will hear my voice, and may God be with them, end quote, reports the Nassau Guardian. The storm surge in the Bahamas reached 18 to 23 feet, and reports of casualties are coming in. The Worldview caught up with Kimberly Miners, a Bahamian Worldview listener who lives on the island of Nassau. She said, quote, Hurricane Dorian is still affecting the Bahamas. Starting yesterday, it started its impact on Abaco, the most northern island. It started with 185 mile per hour wind and rain. This is the worst hurricane in recorded history for the Bahamas and one of the worst actually for the entire Atlantic Seas since we started recording hurricanes. And our island is devastated. Officially, we've had at least 5 deaths, end quote. Miners requested prayer from Worldview listeners.
So we're praying, first of all, for wisdom. We're praying also that the Lord will give us hearts of compassion for our brothers and sisters. We don't expect to fully get rid of these storms until tomorrow evening. So the wind and the rains will continue to impact the island. So we're asking for prayers. We've had a lot of people, a lot of friends and family members all over the world have been calling Africa, countries in Africa, Israel. People are saying to us in the Bahamas, you are brothers and sisters, and we're praying for you. And we do appreciate that.
Target stock has risen 100% since the incorporation of transgendered bathrooms in 2017, at the same time that Walmart stock rose 46%. Target continues to distinguish itself by its more leftist agenda, by opening up bathrooms to people who pretend to be the opposite gender. This year, Target also distinguished itself by donating $100,000 to the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, which encourages homosexuality with the youth in public schools. Join 1.5 million American Family Association supporters who are boycotting Target and sign the petition at afa.net/target. That's afa.net/target. Psalm 37, verses 1 and 2 declares, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Lifeway Research has found that 65% of Protestant churchgoers say they can, quote, walk with God without other believers, end quote. Only 9% strongly disagreed with that statement and felt the church community was very important for their walk with God. Also, Gallup reports that America's trust in clergy has slipped significantly in the last 15 years. Since 2000, positive views of the honesty and ethics of clergy for Americans has dropped from 64% to 37%. Meanwhile, respect for journalists ticked up about 10%. And those surveyed viewed doctors, nurses, and high school teachers as about twice as trustworthy as pastors. In a Twitter exchange with liberal actress Alyssa Milano on Sunday, Senator Ted Cruz defended the right to own guns biblically using Exodus 22, verse 2, reports FoxNews.com. He tweeted, quote, "If a thief is caught breaking in at night and is struck a fatal blow, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed." Note, though, verse 3 says it is murder if during daylight, i.e., not self-defense. And finally, in November 2017, Corey Fisher was skydiving when he ran into another skydiver, falling to the ground at the 200-foot level. He was life-flighted to a nearby hospital with a broken neck, 12 broken ribs, and massive internal injuries. Although both survived, doctors thought for sure Corey would be paralyzed for life. Their church started up a prayer chain, and within 3 weeks, he walked out of the hospital completely healed. Listen to what Corey told CBN News.
"Not only did Jesus save my life, but my recovery was supernaturally graced as well. It's completely a miracle. No doubt about it."
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.